Welcome, Halo community, to episode 5 of the Halo Respawn podcast. I'm your host, Hungry Bear, and joining me is my co-host, South. Eric, what's going on?
Not much, man. Just enjoying my Sunday. What about you?
Doing pretty good. Been able to play some of Reach on the MCC Insider program, and definitely will be getting a chance to talk about that. Speaking of which, some of the stuff we're going to be going over today is Reach and the MCC Insider, Halo Battle Royale, our infamous topic, and then what we'll see in the future when it comes to Infinite, when we predict we'll see some more from 343 when it comes to Infinite, and then continuing on our Infinite wish list. So, Eric, speaking of Reach in the MCC Insider, have you gotten a chance to play that yet?
I have not. I got invited, fell asleep. So I haven't got to play it, so I'm going to experience it through you.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'll go ahead and share a couple of things. And before that, I'll just go ahead and share what I initially thought about Reach back when it previously launched. So some of you guys know that we've had conversations on Twitter when it comes to this is I'm not a huge fan of Reach. Reach is actually my least favorite Halo. But when I've gotten the chance to be able to play Reach on the Insider program, there's a couple of changes. Now, some of the things that I don't like about Reach in general is the story. I don't like the story that much. I know some people think that that's insane. They love the story. My favorite story has to be Halo 3's, and then coming right after that is ODST. Those two stories, to me, are my favorite, and personally, I just felt like Halo Reach was far too predictable in order for me to really enjoy it. I just saw everything coming in as I went and playing the game. I just could see it. I wanted to be shocked when certain events took place. But after, you know, one Spartan going down, I just said, okay, this is the whole thing that's going to happen. And I was expecting a little bit more Chief to come in, but there was a little bit of Chief Easter egg, but not enough Chief for me. I know it's Halo Reach, but, you know, he was there and he was busy. So I would have been cool to see the perspective of Master Chief and Blue Team. But so for me, the story didn't do it for me. The multiplayer was fun. But the fact that the story wasn't really appealing to me, I got a bad taste in my mouth when it came to Reach. And there were certain aspects about Reach that I didn't like the Bloom. But getting into MCC, having Reach, and some of the changes that have taken place is when 343 was able to get a hold of Reach and Halo in general as a franchise, they did a title update. And that title update was able to clean up some things and make the game feel a little bit more smoother. So that is the current build settings that we are playing on the Insider program. And I got to say, I'm actually liking Reach again. So South, you're missing out a little bit when it comes to that. Hopefully you'll be able to play before the Insider program flight shuts down and lands. But it's really fun. You got to get on there. You got to play some multiplayer. I think just the rinse and repeat of multiplayer going through all the different game types is really refreshing. So some of the things that changed is there is 60 frames, right? And the game will be in 4K. I'm not sure. I don't have a 4K monitor, so I'm not sure if it's running 4K now. But the game feels real smooth in 60 frames. And that really did change a lot for me. And then there was a more of like a gritty, grimy look. The grain was raised up on Halo Reach back at its launch. And so 343 has been able to remove that. And so the game looks a lot more crisper, cleaner, and it looks really, really nice. I'm actually enjoying it I feel like I'm enjoying it for the first time. I feel like I'm playing a beta for something that's new that's coming out. Even though I did play that game insane amount of hours, it feels different. So you got to check it out, dude. It's really, really good.
I definitely plan on it on the next flight test, so hopefully that's soon.
I actually can pull up the schedule really quick. So as of now, today's the 6th, so we have the 8v8 social, and that's going on from 10 a.m pt to 1 p.m pt, and then again at 5 p.m pt to 9 p.m pacific time. And then the 7th, today. As we were recording. And then on the 7th, we have Halo Reach Team Hardcore. That I'm really looking forward to getting on because they take away the Bloom. That's one of the things I hated from Reach was the bloom. So they're able to take that away. And then on the 8th, there's a 2v2 social. And then the 9th, you'll be having a 4v4 social. So those are some of the things they want to do some stress tests on, seeing everything working out. I have run into some bugs. One of them, which is the sound that emits when you level up in the loading screen between matches. It has the same kind of bar, even though you're not really getting anything as you level up. But as you play that through and you're playing the game, that sound is in the background. Really dim, really low, but it's on the background. It's very noticeable. It's kind of like something rattling in the back. So that's a bug that's currently going on right now. D43 is definitely aware. It's been happening to everybody that I'm playing with when we're playing a game together. It's noticeable, and they mention it. I was playing with Sweaty Chotch, and he was saying how it was just messing him up as he was playing, where he had to like just put music in the background and kind of block it out. But it's not a big deal to me.
You guys are playing it wrong.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just joking.
We're playing it wrong. That's probably why we're getting that rattle. But other than that, the game like feels really, really good. There's just something about Reach where sprint works in Reach. There's different arm abilities. Not everyone is sprinting around. It's not default. But the map design is really, really, really good. I feel like D43, if they're going to implement sprint in Infinite, then they should really think about trying to get the same size and design of the maps that were in Halo Reach in order to try to put that in. I think the size of the maps were great if you're not sprinting. I didn't feel like I had to hop around to get somewhere or be forced to use sprint. It really well balanced, really well designed, and I actually missed those maps. Looking forward to playing Sword Base, and Countdown plays really, really great. But yeah, you got to check it out, man. You're going to love it. To me, it feels like I'm playing Reach for the first time.
Sweet. Yeah, I guess I'll play it today then. I didn't realize there's another test going on today. So
yeah, we got them going on for the whole week. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Sweet.
They're going to be taking place till October 9th. Obviously, I probably won't be playing that 2v2. I don't think I find myself enjoying 2v2 that much on the 8th, but October 9th, I'll be on there. So yeah, so getting into our next topic, South, we've chatted about this for a while. We've wanted this. I don't know if there's many people who agree with us, but there are some people out there who are interested into the idea of Battle Royale in Halo. So Eric, really quick, what do you think when it comes to Battle Royale and Halo, what comes to mind?
I think it's a great idea. I mean, I think it just makes sense. I mean, it's part of the, you know, gaming culture, I guess you could say. Like it's really big. And if you can capture part of that culture, that can help bring in a lot of people into Halo who've never played Halo before. So, you know, the younger generation, man, that makes me sound old. Younger generation can, you know, get into Halo through something like, you know, something like Battle Royale or whatever they decide to call it, you know, mix it up, whatever. I mean, even if it's like, you know, you're dropping as an ODST or you're coming in as a Spartan, you know, it's, I don't know how they would do it. I mean, it would be cool if it was some type of survival mode. I know before the podcast, we were talking about a survival mode game type. But, you know, I just thought of it too, like that could work well with it. You know, you have Flood everywhere, and you also have or could be like go as a training program. I don't know how they would do it and how they would fit it into the lore, but it would just, to me, it would make sense to have that type of game type.
Yeah, I think Halo 4's multiplayer was the within the lore, it was taking place on Infinity, right? That was the name of the ship, and it was a simulation. So everything that ran through, that's how you heard the announcer's voice. And it was a simulation preparing yourself for Spartan Ops, for different things that were taking place. So it's kind of cool to be able to see that. I think it would be great to implement that in there as well and use that. I love how you mentioned that. It could be like simulation. We will talk about this later, but it did come to mind as being able to have just other AI, other enemies in there. You know, maybe something like Flood. You know, there's certain areas that are infected and you have to, there's high loot in those areas and there's Flood. You have to go through the Flood in order to get those items. I think the best title, if you were going to call it, would be Halo Helljumper. I think if you were just to go ahead and just use the ODSTs and do it, it sounds perfect. It sets up like perfectly for it as you just play Halo 3 ODST and you look at that intro. Dude, imagine that being like Battle Royale. You land in there, you have no health. You have to find the health, or you have to find your shields, and you have to find ammo, like, and your weapons.
Yeah, if it was just focused like on ODSTs, for example, it could be like the training program that the Spartans go through.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, survival. You know, you land, you have nothing.
Yeah.
Like, how do you survive? How do you survive this? And, you know, a lot of the whole, you know, with Battle Royale, you know, the zone keeps on getting smaller and smaller.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they would do the same exact thing where it's just, you know, a circle that's getting smaller and smaller, or it's like, you know, it's a outside, or if it is getting smaller, the zone outside is flood infested and
or glassed, being glassed, like the planets being glassed.
Yeah, that'd be cool too. Or something, I don't know. It just,
there's a billion like things,
and they don't necessarily have to fit it into the lore. It could just be, hey, this is an ODST training program. No Spartans here. It's just ODSTs. Like, how do you survive without, you know, a Master Chief next to you? You know, how do you survive with any other Spartan, or without any other Spartan next to you? It's just, you land. I mean, they do it in the military. They do training in the military where they throw you out in the middle of nowhere and you have to survive. So it could be something just as simple as that, and I think that would be pretty cool. But my big thing with Battle Royale is, like, I'm not really heavy into it myself, but like I said, it's just, I think that's a game type that could bring new people into Halo. And I just think that it just makes sense with the, you know, where we are at in gaming. And a lot of companies are doing it, and it makes sense because it brings people in. It brings people to your franchise who don't usually play your franchise, because something unique that you do with the game type that they like. And it could simply be another game type. It doesn't have to be some big ordeal. And it's like, you have that, you know, you have that game type, and then, you know, your other game types, and just part of the game. It's like, I don't think it's a bad idea, but and I don't really understand why people think it's a bad idea, because it's simply a game type. Yeah, I mean, there's time and effort that's going to be put into developing that. But at the same time, you know, it's like, we already have the other game types made. They're already known. It's already known how they work. And I don't know why someone wouldn't want to welcome a new game type into Halo. It doesn't make sense why someone would care that much, because you're still gonna have your capture the flag, you're still gonna have your, you know, the same game types that we've had forever. But it would just, to me, it just makes sense. I don't see why it's a big deal, why someone should even care. If it's not your thing, it's not your thing. Move on.
Exactly. If it's just a game type, like you said. So if, you know, I preferably don't like playing Griffball, but I don't complain when they add a Griffball playlist. I just don't play it. Like, it's not my thing. I'm not downing anybody who plays Griffball, but it's just not something that I want to do. I don't find it as entertaining as Slayer or any other modes that are available to me. So the same thing. You don't like Battle Royale, don't play it. I think in general, we're in a, you know, just talking about the gaming industry in general and coming from the consumer side of things, is the consumers right now are, I don't know, I feel like I'm hearing a lot more complaining than I am hearing people like rejoice about gaming. I feel like if the game is not exactly how they think a game should be, then they feel entitled to go ahead and just talk down the developers, talk down the game itself, the title, and just try to ban it. And in my opinion, there's hundreds and thousands of games. Play the game you want, the way you want. You know, the more options, the better. Duquesne had mentioned that in our previous episode. The more options, the better. And if you don't like it, just go to do something else. You know, if there's something in Halo you don't like, just go to play the other game types.
And that's the, it's not just a game, and that's with technology, with, you know, like mm-hmm. Microsoft just announced that Surface phone, or
and it looks ugly. Surface Duo.
See, and the thing is, I think it looks amazing, but the one thing that, you know, I saw, you know, multiple people say was like, you know, it's because apparently it's been in development for 3 years, and people are like, oh, you know, Microsoft took 3 years and all they have is a Android phone. Why aren't they putting Windows on it? And it's like, oh, this is trash, you know. Blah, blah, blah.
They
you
tested know, Windows like, and it didn't really work out well.
but my thought process there is like, as a developer, is like, you don't understand the manpower it takes to develop something like that.
Yep.
You know, it's like they make these decisions for obviously because it's business decisions. And if it's going to bring people into their ecosystem, they're going to build it. It's the same thing with any other game type, you know, building a new game type. It's like, if they feel like it's going to bring people into their game, they're going to do it. And, you know, and all the developers who pour hours into working on that, it's just, it frustrates me to see people discount those people because those people put a ton of work into it. And especially, you know, within game development, we know people work more than 40-hour weeks. So it's like, you know, just don't discount these people. And if you don't like it, you don't have to deal with it. Just like, you know, if you don't like the Surface Duo, you don't have to buy it. Like, just move on with your
preference.
Life. If you're really going to be that offended by a game type in a game, then move on. Go play something else.
Exactly. It's like, I feel like,
But yeah, I think it's the dumbest thing. It's like, there's games I don't like. But I'm not gonna go on the internet and just sit there and trash them. It's just not
exactly.
That entitlement is just weird to me, and I don't get it.
I agree.
I guess part of me, as a developer, I understand the grind that goes into making things, but it's so weird. It's just really weird. Yep. I'll never understand that mindset in like this, you know, this culture of just being super upset about things that you just have no control over. Mm-hmm. And you think like, I mean, there's a difference between, here's this game that I've been really excited about. And now they're charging $10 for loot boxes. Like that's obviously something you can be upset about.
Yeah.
But if at the same time, it's like, just move on.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's just an interesting time. Let's use one of my favorite shows. I'll just use one of my favorite shows, for example, so I don't upset anybody. Because I could use some games that are coming out right now, but I'll use a TV show off topic so that I can share my opinion on this. Is the TV show Lost. Not a lot of people liked the way that ended. Okay. I enjoyed the show very much. I enjoyed the ending. I enjoyed the show. That's my opinion. I spent time watching that show. I spent years watching that show, and I enjoyed the time I had. I was pleased with the writing. There was those seasons that during the writing strike that weren't so great, but that aside, I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the ending. I enjoyed everything that I saw, everything that went on when it came to Lost. It's one of my favorite TV shows. Not a lot of people agree, and some people really liked it except for the ending, but I don't remember anyone going online and writing up on social media saying there should be a petition to redo the last episode. But for some reason, now when something doesn't go the way someone thought, they feel like getting a bunch of people to write on a digital paper that we don't agree, we don't like it either. Now go back and work hard and redo everything all over again until we're happy. You're never going to please everybody. Not everybody's going to be pleased 100%. You know what I mean? I don't get how people are doing that these days. I guess I sound like I'm complaining, but.
Well, it's just one of those things. Like, it's easy to become a keyboard warrior or pull out your phone, say some snarky tweet about some company or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to do that. And I can understand some complaints that people have. But. You know, something like a game mode in a game. Like if I've seen people say, well, if they bring Battle Royale, I'm out. It's like, what? That's not the game. That's not the whole game. There's going to be a lot more for you there. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
I heard Ninja.
I can understand. Go ahead.
No, keep on going. Keep on going.
I was just going to say, you know, I was ending that whole point was just, you know, come on. You know, like you brought up Lost. Like I didn't watch the show until later on, but I didn't like it, but you didn't see me going online and saying, just watching the show Lost is trash, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And, because
it's not trash, right? Because it's so good.
we can have that conversation off the podcast.
So, just on the topic of people being entitled in their own opinions, I mean, we don't want to sound offensive to anybody. I guess we're just a little bit more seasoned, and we're not used to kind of seeing this happen. And now that it's a new thing, it just feels like everyone needs to just relax, calm down. Enjoy what you enjoy, and if you don't enjoy it,
I don't know.
Find something.
I don't know if I would say it's a new thing, because people have been very opinionated. My father is one of those people. You know.
Oh, really?
He's very opinionated over certain things. You know, he's really into politics, so he's very opinionated about certain things. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's something. I don't think it's necessarily something new. It's just it's easier to do it now, and I think
that's, you're right.
I think it's more it's easier to do. Like I said, you can pull out your phone, tweet about it, or you know people are looking for the argument to get into. But like I said, just move on, guys. Like I want the Halo community to come together. As hard as that could be, I want the Halo community to come together and just enjoy the game when it comes out. Enjoy the Halo games we have now. You know, you have your classic Halo games. You have the new stuff with Halo 5 and whatever's to come to Halo Infinite, which, there's going to be things that people like and don't like about it. But, you know, it's a franchise that's really close to my heart. I love to death. And, the more people who could be positive about it and enjoy it, the better. And if that means bringing new people in through a game type like Battle Royale, so be it. And I could go on all day about it, and I could probably repeat myself a million times. But at the end of the day, that's up to people. They're individuals; they can make their own decisions. And if they want to moan and complain about something, so be it. But it doesn't do anything unless it's something like I said. If it's something that's really negative for gaming, I can understand people getting upset and saying things That helps a lot of times making changes. You know, game companies have turned around on things or changed their mind on certain things when, people are upset. And you have, if you have a collective amount of people who are upset, then, so be it. But, you're going to have things like, try to think of, like Battlefront. When that came out, it was kind of a disaster at first. And, they kind of shot themselves in the foot a little bit. I kind of stuck through it because I'm a Star Wars fan and I wanted to play the game. And I played through the game a lot. And, see the same thing like Destiny. A lot of choices have been made with Destiny that people didn't agree with and I didn't agree with. But, now that they're free from Activision's chains, they're able to make decisions for what they believe is best for their game and best for the community. And yes, they have to think of how can we make money on this? Like that's the one thing people need to understand is that these companies build these games to make money because they need to have paychecks too. They need to feed their families and feed themselves. So certain decisions are made. And and sometimes some of the decisions that companies make are pretty bad. And it's coming more from people in suits than it is from people who are passionate about their game. Mm-hmm. Like we saw with Destiny and Activision. And I guarantee you all the people working over at Bungie on Destiny and all the people working on Halo Infinite at 343, they're not sitting there thinking, oh yes, how can we make so much money off these people? How can we rip every single dollar out of their pocket? Yeah. But they are thinking, how can we sell more games? How can we keep people engaged and continue to stay engaged after the game has been out for 6 months? Like, how can we bring people back? And if that means Halo Infinite could be, like, you know, we've talked about it before, Halo Infinite being a games as a service type deal, which is Microsoft's thing. And they're doing that with so many different things, everything from like Office, you know, to just all kinds of different stuff in their company. And obviously with Xbox, we have Game Pass Ultimate, and you know, it's slowly,
amen.
You know, it's slowly, it's working for them. And that's the direction Microsoft is going into. And you know, that's the thing, is that people just need to understand that these game developers, like someone who's working on these games, right? They're not thinking how they could screw someone over. They're doing it because they're passionate about it. They didn't spend years of, you know, either they went to the college or they were self-taught. They didn't spend those years just to go, I want to go screw people over and I want to get a bunch of money out of them.
Yeah.
Like that's just not what, you know, what they're doing here. And with something like Game Pass, for example, Game Pass Ultimate, like you have, you know, obviously the game is going to be Infinite is going to be included with that. And I would assume if you have Game Pass Ultimate, any, you know, season pass or whatever they decide to do with that game,
the ultimate version
probably going to be included. Yeah.
Every, so just to clarify, every ultimate version, meaning the $70 to $100 version of the game on all of Microsoft's exclusives, will be available on Game Pass Ultimate, not on the regular Game Pass, just the Game Pass Ultimate subscription.
Yep.
So the $100 version, it comes with everything, all the extra stuff, probably some rec pack points or whatever it is. That'll be on.
Yeah. That's just my point. It's just like these companies have to make money to continue to do what we love for them to do, is make games that we can play. You know, it's just, I don't know, it's just weird to me that people get so upset.
Yeah.
And like I said, I could probably go on and on about it because it's something that I'm
passionate
about, because it's just, these are people too who spend tons of hours. And, you know, I don't think these people working at these companies are like, how can I screw these people over?
Yeah.
How can I, you know, it's, obviously, they have those conversations of, hey, how can we continue making money after the game is made? Because I don't think people realize, I mean, I don't know if people realize this or not, but you know, a company, they make a game, they grind until the very end, until it goes gold, release the game, they got to keep on making money at that point. They still need to bring money in to pay people to work on the game, to fix bugs, to, you know, build expansions or whatever it is that they do. They have to continue. And they, you know, obviously, you know, when a game is launched, you're going to see sales spike for the game. And you know, this is outside of Game Pass, but you know, it's like, say if it's just buying the game without Game Pass or anything, you know, you're gonna have a bunch of people who buy it, and it's going to slowly trickle and be lower and lower and lower, because you have that people who are initially interested in the game, buy the game, and then, you know, as time goes on, you know, people, you know, some people will buy the game here and there, or you know, it goes on sale at Best Buy or whatever. Yeah, it's going to become lower and lower, and they have to find a way, because people don't realize, I mean, it's like games should be a lot more than they are now, because the cost of living has gone up, the cost of developing a game has gone up, the, you know, rent for the company has gone up. It's just it
benefits should be travel, everything, like the whole thing.
Yeah, like we should be paying more for games, but that, you know, it's kind of a side note, but like, it's just, they have to figure out a way to continue to make money. And that, I get it. Like, no one wants to go and say, okay, I bought this game. 3 months later, I got to pay another $30. I understand that.
Yeah.
But with something like Game Pass and Game Pass Ultimate, you know, you buy the game, and if it's, you know, there's a season pass included or whatever they decide to do, and if you're, you know, that's included, then hey, you know, you spent your, you know, what is it for Game Pass? $10 a month and like $15 a month for Ultimate or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, I've don't know. I've yeah. So I just I don't know. I don't think about
I get
it
you.
Anymore.
I get you. I my thing is this is that like if people so this like third party right? They're from another perspective. They're looking out in and they're making opinions. Dude, you got to be the fish in the fishbowl. You got to be there in order to understand what is on the line, mm-hmm. what it takes to be able to make these games a triple A game, dude. You know how hard it is? We talked about before the predicted, estimated, the rumor is 500 mil is put into this game. That's a lot of money coming out of Microsoft to put into this game to make it like, because we all know if this, this Halo doesn't work out, the Halo franchise is not going to be doing good at all. Like me yeah. being a hardcore fan and loving this franchise and still being willing to play another franchise, even if it quote unquote from people's opinions isn't good, I'm still going to play it. I'm still going to play a lot of it because I love the franchise. But, you know, if it doesn't appeal to people in the sense of opinions and all that stuff, you know, the word of mouth isn't good. People are, you know, Halo's going to be in a bad place. I feel like 343 and Microsoft are working like full steam ahead, 100% into this thing. They're working really, really hard on this game. You know, they got a good, solid guys, group of guys, people working on MCC, maintaining that, taking care of that. There is still updates taking place with Halo 5, you know, with the playlists and different things like that. Infinite is going to be huge. It's going to be massive. And I don't think people should be worrying about game types. I feel like people should be worrying about themselves, about being a part of the community, about making sure that everyone stays united together, about making sure that the game, you know, the game, Halo is not its game types. Halo is Master Chief and the characters that revolve around the Halo universe. That is Halo. That is what makes this game amazing, is the story. And then on top of that, it has great multiplayer. You get to have an experience with friends. Other, you know, additional game modes that you get to have fun with. That, you know, that all those things do help make Halo, but Halo is Master Chief, Cortana, surrounding characters, what happens with them, you know, all these new characters that we get to have. And then what happens to them? How does that affect Chief? How does that affect the universe that we're living in and within the franchise? You know, that is what Halo is. So people need to understand that, you know, people are going to say, oh, what great, amazing story that so much time and effort was working to, but has a battle royale mode? Forget it. It's like, dude, you're missing out on something else. It's really great. You know, don't play the battle royale mode. Just go check everything else out. But no, I think we're solid there. I think we did spend, I think the topic wasn't so much battle royale, but the topic was the state of Halo and its fans. But let's get into battle royale and Halo. Halo Helljumpers, I feel like would be a great title for that. We talked about being on there alone, survival with your squad, or, you know, down to just you by yourself, solo. I think that would be great. New Mombasa is an amazing environment to be able to have that. You could be able to implement different famous areas and maps from campaign to multiplayer and try to mix those in there, here and there. You know, maybe it could be sections of New Mombasa that got attacked and messed up, and there's like it's in a wreck, and there's, you know, a small little island, and that island is one of the maps that's really infamous and famous within Halo. You know, Beaver Creek, you know, sections of Beaver Creek is in this area, sections of Zanzibar is in that one. You know, I think it'd be great to be able to have that. Valhalla and another, and then you can have different maps. You know, you're on Halo. You know, it doesn't have to just be New Mombasa, but you're on Halo. There's like unlimited amounts of things that you could do on a Halo ring. And I mean, thinking of Halo ring, what if the Halo was falling apart like in Halo 3? And that is what shortens you up and brings you in, is that the Halo ring is actually falling apart. And that's why you have to get to the center of the map. But yeah, it'd be great. I think having, whether you drop in with nothing, have to get armor or shields and ammo, weapons. I don't think attachments would really be something that would be good, but I guess it's another thing you get to add in. I think that Halo 5 does a really good job of having different versions of guns. Having attachments applied, I mean, that would get a little complicated. And how do you apply that to multiplayer? But just in general, that concept of Battle Royale in Halo, I think it would be great. I know there's some versions of that on Halo 5. People have done with Forge and be able to work that out. But 343 being able to design their own Battle Royale mode would be incredible. And I really, really hope that that's something we get to see for Infinite.
Definitely.
So Battle Royale, we'll definitely be chatting more about that. Okay, so now we're going to get into our next topic, which is, when are we going to see more Infinite information? We've been thinking about it in general and just talking about it personally, is we've gotten a trailer for E3. We've got some info on Reach and its insider program. We've been able to play it. But what is going to come next when it comes to Infinite? Are we going to see a trailer? Are we going to see pictures? Are we going to see some sort of gameplay footage? What are we going to see next for Infinite? Is it just going to be an interview? Are they going to talk a little bit about the game and kind of tease it? How are we going to keep this hype for Infinite rolling? Now, one of the things that I thought of was an event coming up in December, the VGAs, or the VGX with Jeff Keighley. I think that would be one of the best ways to get some Infinite hype on there. You have thousands and millions of people watching, and that'd be a great way to get everyone hyped, excited. Everyone loved the Discover Hope trailer, so imagine them being able to show some gameplay there, where not just people who are fans of Xbox are watching a briefing, but just gaming fans in general are watching, and now you get the big audience of people looking at the gameplay, looking at new information, even if it's a Vidoc of just everyone on there talking about the making of the game. Something, anything would be cool. What do you think about that, Eric?
Yeah, I think, it would make sense to have it at the VGAs or whatever they're calling it now. Because it's at Microsoft Theater. Yeah, it's because it's in December. Oh, it was like December 12th, right? Is that when it was?
The night. Yes.
You know, we were talking off air, whatever we want to call this, this podcast. We were talking outside the podcast about how, because like with Halo 5, they did the multiplayer beta like a year in advance. It was like, we went from December to January. And then the game launched was like October, right? So, you know, it would be interesting, and it would make sense if they did that same thing again to get the multiplayer in people's hands. They get a lot of feedback early on, so they can implement that feedback just like they did before. Granted, I liked a lot of what they did in the beta more than the actual end result.
The game, the release, but, yeah.
But you know, it would make sense at the very least show a story trailer. Or show some, you know, campaign footage, like because yes, people are excited about multiplayer, but get people really excited about the story again. You know, I think back about, you know, with Halo 2, when they showed off Halo 2 during E3 years ago, how, you know, Bungie got on stage, they played through the game, or played through a part of the game, and it'd be really cool to see something like that, because you know, you still get an idea as far as movement. You get an idea as far as gameplay, you know, weapons. You get to see a lot with just the multiplayer or the campaign gameplay. I would love to see campaign gameplay before the end of the year, or more of a story trailer at the very least, like kind of explaining what's happening.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. I think, you know, in the past, when it comes to the VGAs, aka the VGX, we've been able to see that they showed Halo Reach, its reveal trailer there. And then they also showed Halo 4's reveal there. So it'd be pretty cool if they continued that pattern. And instead of showing it off at the E3 briefing, they showed it off there. I think it's a really smart move, especially since they're trying to get a lot of people their attention on Infinite in the future of Halo. It'd be a great place to do that, especially if it's going to be at the Microsoft Studio, like you mentioned, South. I mean, it's almost a no-brainer. If we don't see any Infinite anything, whether it's, you know, I don't know, just something, whether it's an interview afterwards or someone talking about something, or someone going on stage, Bonnie Ross going on stage and just hyping up Infinite, saying the team is working hard on it. We're really excited. And here's going to be a teaser of the multiplayer. And then they announce, you know, the flights for the multiplayer or something like that. You know, anything, it would be great. I think also, not only that, but it would be a great place. Now, just this just came to mind, would be a great place to be able to see the Showtime Halo show. If they had a teaser there, I think that would be pretty cool to have that there. That seems more of a E3 thing, but who knows? You know, having that there would be pretty cool too. But yeah, I mean, I think the VGAs is a no-brainer. I think that's like pretty much the only place that I could see recently in the future, in the near future, being able to see some more Infinite news. I mean, other than D4D themselves going up and just saying, hey, look, here's this video. You know, that's pretty much all I see coming. Anything else comes to mind when it comes to the reveal for Infinite?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like the hype train needs to keep on moving, and that means more needs to be revealed, more needs to come out over time, and up until release. You know, obviously, next year they're going to do, before the game, they're going to have a huge marketing campaign, and hopefully it's not the same as the Halo 5 marketing campaign. But
wait a second. I'm sorry. You know what? I mean, this is okay. Let me just add this. I really like the marketing campaign for Halo 5.
I liked it too. Okay. That's the thing, is I liked it too, but I didn't like how it didn't, the story.
It lied. The marketing lied.
It wasn't portrayed. Yeah. And yeah. I do know that was due to the marketing team getting a synopsis or whatever way early on, because it's how a lot of this stuff works. And I think they ran with the idea of you're hunting down Chief. And
yeah,
I did love Hunt the Truth.
Hunt the Truth was incredible. Yeah. Like, and that was the best part of it.
Or I Love Bees Too or something. Just give me more.
I mean, we are getting ARG. A little bit of that, right? Like the QR code that was found and that little snippet of audio that we found of some version of Cortana. I think a new one, but, you know, something like that. I feel like we're going to be getting some more of that. I know we're going to get something really awesome for the marketing for Halo Infinite. This is up in the air. But I might have a Microsoft employee who specifically works on marketing, specifically on Halo itself, to be able to chat a little bit about Hunt the Truth, how that was developing that, making that, producing that. And then obviously no Infinite can't be talked about, but we will be able to have a special guest in the future. They're going through the ropes and asking a couple of questions. So. Fingers crossed that it goes through. I hate that it doesn't go through, but it looks like a possibility here of getting a Microsoft employee over who works on the marketing within Halo come chat about Hunt the Truth. I loved Hunt the Truth. It was awesome. I love, you know, we're doing a podcast here. I love podcasts. I love just the idea of having an audio story done for you. And Hunt the Truth was awesome. I love the stories that you had. I love trying to hunt the truth on the website and the puzzles that were available. I love doing it all, man. It was awesome. I definitely see some more of that being used for
Definitely. I mean, obviously, because we've seen chunks of it already, you know, with the Discover Hope trailer.
Yep.
Like,
and there's more. There's more that has not been announced. Yeah.
Yeah.
That hasn't been revealed. Sorry.
Yeah. So I feel like we will see more as time goes on.
No doubt.
And man, I don't know if you ever got into I Love Bees, but that
very a little bit. At that time I was into Halo, but I wasn't like looking at the marketing at Halo at that time. But I heard about it and I checked it out and I spent like 15 minutes on that and was like, okay, never mind, next, let me go keep on going. Unfortunately I wasn't that entertained.
Well, it was entertaining as you know, thing as audio clips came out and you know, things were discovered. Like, you know, I that that to me is something that can get a community to get behind something.
Oh yeah.
You know, you
oh,
get
yeah.
behind, it's like everyone comes together and they're like, okay, let's figure this out. You know, people mm-hmm. people reveal what they find out, then someone adds onto that. And that's what I've always loved about ARGs and that kind of that whole concept of like, you know, the whole alternate reality game. Like, you know, it's as if it's real. It was on this website yeah. with I Love Bees. It was on the website and, you know, things were all going funky and you could interact with it and play with it, try to get into the code and do all these cool things. Mm-hmm. And I love market and stuff like that because but anyways, like, you know, I think we're going to see something like that for sure. Probably starting next year at one point. But I feel like we're going to, at the very least, see something at the Game Awards. I think we'll
no
at
doubt
the very least. It just makes sense because it's December. I mean, we had like as we were saying earlier, it was like the Halo 5 multiplayer beta was in our hands about a year before the game came out. Yep.
Chris Lee mentioned there's going to be some flights for Infinite. Those flights are going to have to come through pretty soon if they want to be able to have enough time to take back the feedback, work along with that. I mean, Thief War 3 is playing Infinite. There's no doubt about that. They've even talked about the fact that before one of the holidays they had, there was a all staff like play session. So they all played. They had like a little tournament that they had playing Infinite. So the game is polished enough to be able to have the game running well, to have the majority of the studio playing the game, and also the pro team behind Infinite is a they have an awesome team behind that. And I mean, for sure they're playing nonstop just to make sure that they can get that game functioning, playing as smooth as possible, make sure that it is competitive, but make sure that it also is something that is Halo. I feel like those guys that are behind it, they've been around Halo for a very long time. They know what Halo is and they know what Halo isn't. And I feel like they know where Halo should be too. I don't think anybody who's working at 343 just going to say, hey, let's go see Halo, you know, become, you know, I don't know, some other title. No, they want Halo to be Halo. They want it to be good. And I'm super stoked. We got to see something soon. For sure, we're going to get some flight info. I want to say the next 6 months, but we'll see. I mean, we got to get some info soon about the flight. Just in general, the whole team at 343 is working really hard on making Infinite something that's going to be great. They have a really solid pro team working on that game to make sure it's the very best Halo it can be. There's 343 team are playing that game, so we know it's playable. We know it's out there, and there's got to be some version out there for fans to try out. I would bet money on it now that Ninja for sure has played some of that, especially him being really good buddies with the guys behind the pro team who put that game together. No doubt has Ninja just gone in the studio and checked out gameplay, if not even tried out gameplay himself, just to mess around and have fun. He was at the studio not too long ago. But yeah, we're going to see some stuff soon. We'll probably see some stuff on the VGAs. Ninja is a great source. He did talk on the Jimmy Fallon show saying that he was working on some games that are coming out and that he was going to be able to do some reveals. So, I mean, hint, hint, wink, wink. You know, he's up there with Mixer. He mentioned the fact because he's with Mixer, he gets to have these opportunities. So, yeah, Ninja is going to be showing off new Halo stuff for sure. And it's just exciting. It's exciting. But yeah, like there's no doubt having that guy having the audience that he has, being an influencer now in this industry, not having some sort of scoop to get fans excited. So whether it's the VGX, VGAs, or Ninja, or maybe just through social media in general, we got to see some Infinite soon. And my prediction is either there, those three options, but within the next 6 months is when we'll probably see some more Infinite news, if not sooner, hopefully sooner.
Mm-hmm.
We will get into, just in general, what we want to see when it comes to Infinite. I mean, we've talked a lot about Infinite in general. I don't know, South, is there anything that comes to mind that you want to see coming to Infinite? I mean, I was thinking about it earlier, was just thinking about customization a little bit more as I'm thinking about the customization coming over for Reach. I've mentioned this very vaguely, but I want to see, I mean, it's Chris Lee did mention if we like the customization in Reach, we will like the customization in Infinite. So there's going to be a customization very similar to Infinite. I just hope that it is all unlockable by leveling up. I know you mentioned that. That's something that we both agree. I also hope that there's some stuff only exclusively unlockable if you can do a certain achievement or action. Like the Hayabusa armor in Halo 3 was awesome to have. If you had that, you had to, you know, literally jump through rings in order to get it. So, you know, I think that they should have some stuff like that that's hidden that is only found out through figuring it out, you know, the hard way. Is, you know, maybe a 343 going to somebody in the community and be like, hey, I think if you try this mission and do an Easter egg on here, and you know, you might be able to get something really cool and exclusive. I think that would be pretty cool if they could do that. I'd like to see skulls be something that if you collect all the skulls, you could get, you know, the flaming helmet or something like that, and then make them like really challenging. I don't know, just I want to see unique ways to unlock armor in Infinite. I want to see something really fun when it comes to that. And I want to see that game, like you said, games as a service. I want to see content coming out and being produced for that game for like years to come. Like years to come. I want new armor. I want everything that's been ever been in a Halo game, even that ridiculous stuff from Halo 5. Bring it in so you can make those guys happy. And then some new stuff, some stuff that really fits with Infinite. Maybe a backtrack. Maybe I don't want any of that stuff from Halo 5. I don't want to see any weird looking Spartans running around with an alien looking head. But I mean, just some stuff that, you know, for sure is iconic to Halo. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see also maybe some, like the voices, I think is a really cool thing. And I want to see decals. I really find it annoying when going through Halo 5's customization options. There's a lot, and it's cool that there's a lot of options, but it's very limited. So you got the helmet and the body armor, and then you have like at least 3 to 4 different versions of the same armor with a different decal. I want to see you have the armor, like from the different sections of your shoulder, your helmet, your chest piece, you know, maybe the forearm piece, your leg piece, and your maybe just the leg piece in general could be separate. And then all the accents and the different things you can add on, the visors. And then I'd like to see there to be implemented decals as an option as well. Because with that, you could do multiple decals. They just cover up and they function the same. You know, you just make sure that they are very generic. And I'd rather have that because maybe some people don't want any decals at all. You know, they don't want any of that paint job on their armor. They just want to be real crisp and clean. You know, they have the option to do that. People love looking just like Master Chief, you know, they can have the option to do. So I'd like to see that. I think that'd be pretty cool. I hope that everyone's a Spartan 2 in the multiplayer, not a Spartan 4. If anything, the Spartan 4s don't really look that different when it comes to height or anything. Just, I don't know. Just want to see like better customization options separated in that way. And I want them to be locked through skill and through events and through actions versus buying them and, you know, kind of since cheating your way through. No doubt whether there be microtransactions. No doubt. Like for sure, 100% for sure. But I just hope that there's some that are only unlockable. You know, like for example, if you get to 152 on Halo 5, there's supposed to be something that you can unlock for Infinite. So, I mean, I want to see stuff like that. I want to see stuff like if you did this mission on Legendary in Halo 1 and you were able to do it this way and within this amount of time, then you actually get this armor for Infinite. Like stuff like that would be really cool too. Making you go back and playing MCC, because then you get people playing MCC again. So you're like, oh, what? I want to get that armor. I don't have MCC, or I have it on Game Pass, but I haven't downloaded it. Let me go do that. I don't know. I just a bunch of stuff comes to mind when it comes to that, but that's just a couple of things that comes to Infinite.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool to do, you know, like within the campaign itself, you can switch out, you know, different.
Oh, like Reach?
Yeah, through the campaign.
But then you're not Chief.
Master Chief. Well, no, you can still be Chief. No, that's not what I'm saying. Chief only can switch out Master Chief's armor, like with other sets of armor that's his. I think that'd be cool. Yeah, so it's like if you want to stick through the entire campaign with the Infinite, you know, the suit that they had in the Discover Hope trailer, you know, you can. Or it's like, oh, I want the armor from, Halo Combat Evolved, and you play through the whole campaign with that. Like, it would just be cool to be able to swap that out. Or if it's like another option is like once you've played through the campaign, then unlock that ability so you can go back through and play through the campaign with that new set of armor. I think that would be cool because, you know, just like, you know, you have things like skulls and things like that in the campaign to unlock certain things. It would just be cool to have that option of like, you know, if you want to look like a polygon shaped, you know, really low graphics Master Chief, then, you know, you could do that. Like that. I think that'd be fun and cool because it would bring people back to.
Or Mr. Chief? Trying to, Mr. Chef?
Or going through and, you know, playing through the campaign again. I mean, I do that anyways, but I think it'd be cool to, you know, and you do certain things, unlock armor within the campaign. And I mean, that's I definitely agree with you on as far as like it'd be awesome to be able to be as customizable as possible. One other thing that I could think of, and we were talking about this a little bit prior to starting the podcast, was it'd be cool to see, you know, a firefight type game mode where it's like, you know, I would think it'd be cooler to be and make it more of like a survival type thing where, you know, it's just a bunch of flood coming at you and, you know, the other Spartans, and you have to fight them off, and there's, you know, just like in kind of like horde mode, and how firefight is like you just have different waves of enemies. It'd be cool to see that make a, you know, major comeback using the flood or you know, even just regular enemies, but it'd be cool to, especially the flood, because, you know, like I still, that's the one thing that stuck with me the most with playing Halo, the Halo campaign when I was younger, was because I was new to Halo. I was playing Combat Evolved, and the first time I came across the flood, I was like, holy crap, this is creepy. What the heck is going on? And so I want that kind of like, kind of reignite that, like, oh crap, you know, here they come.
yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, I mean, I think just a firefight mode that you can have as much options as you can. So if you just like, you can enable what enemies come out, so you can say like, hey, you know what, I think brutes are coming back. You know, I find it funny that brutes are in the lore of the comics came to four. Brutes are in brutes are in Halo 4's lore when in the comic. They are in Halo Wars 2, and they're even in the opening cinematic with Master Chief. Now the brutes do look like 10 times bigger than they did in Halo 2 when you're up to toe with them. Chief is doing a little somersault over one of the brutes. It looks like 13 story building compared to Chief. But I think brutes are coming back, so it'd be kind of cool to see different. You just enable or disable enemies, so be like, okay, I want to fight the Covenant, or I want to fight, like, I don't want any grunts, or just fighting all the different types of grunts. Just having options so you can choose, and then you'd be like, okay, I want flood versions of everything. Or you can say, I want to fight the Covenant and I want to fight the flood. And then what happens is they'll fight each other as well. And if there's more, like every Covenant that dies, the flood will take over. So now you got more flood to fight too, on top of what's already being spawned. I just find like, if you could be able to have that mode, be able to be a firefight mode that you could have options to, that'd be really cool. And if we also, you know, take what Duquesne said earlier about there being a forge mode and you being able to add AIs to it, would be kind of cool to be able to make your own firefight mode and your firefight maps. And that would just, you know, if Forge could be able to be a place where you could use, like the way Doom has it, is, you know, you can add AI to it and now you have to fight through this thing. It'd be kind of cool to be able to have that implemented as well, as Forge is not just for multiplayer now, but you could also use it for firefight. So every, in a sense, and then who knows, maybe even if they want to be ambitious, Forge World for Battle Royale mode. Like, you could forge your own Battle Royale mode map and, you know, have, you know, 60 to, let's not go too crazy, but like maybe 30 of your friends hop in and do some crazy intense game night, and you're just doing Battle Royale, and you could just have more freedom. I think it'd be really awesome is to have your Forge mode be implemented for not only just multiplayer like it has been in the past, but for your firefight mode and any other mode that D43 wants to put inside the basket of options for Infinite. But yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I mean, dude, you could do so many things with that. I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
We talked about this with Duquesne as well. Is so you have player traits. It'd be cool if you had weapon traits. So you could be able to, you know, say this is going to be the golden gun. You can literally change the color of it, make the pistol golden, unlimited ammo, one shot, one kill, but shoots really slow or something like that. Or I don't know. You could just do different options like that. That'd be kind of cool. Have you, instead of not just having player traits within the settings, but also having weapon traits as well and vehicle traits too. Just every part of the sandbox being able to add traits, maybe even different traits for the grenades. So, you know, you can even make your own different type of grenade within the settings there. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely.
So that is going to be wrapping it up for this episode. If you guys are interested in being able to listen or share our podcast, this is where you can find us. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher Podcast, Podcast Republic, Anchor, and really you can find us on any of your podcast directories of choice. Hey, South, where can everyone reach us?
Oh, yeah, definitely reach us at on Twitter at Halo Respond. We're also on Instagram and Facebook, and we got a Discord channel. You can actually find links to all those at halorespond.com, and it'll be a lot easier than trying to remember each one. There's links at the very top. Click on them. There's our Discord link is one of the first ones. We'd love to have you jump into the Discord and just get to chat with us and get to hang out with us.
So if you guys have any feedback, reviews, questions, you just want to chat about Halo, you want to share your two cents, and maybe you want to just go ahead and say, hey, I want to put an audio clip for the next episode and give my opinion, just go ahead and reach us over on our social medias. My handle on Twitter is HungryXB3AR. That's at HungryBearHungryXB3AR. And South, where can people reach you on Twitter?
Yeah, you can reach me at South TV. That's SOVTH TV. And send me a message or follow me. I'll follow you back. We have a conversation about Halo.
So thank you so much for listening, everyone. We look forward to having you on our next episode with our special guest. And this is going to wrap it up right here. And don't forget, finish the fight. Oh my God, dude, we got to do a after hours part. Dude, let's do that. Let's do like, let's do our thing. And then after the outro, we'll add in or like, hey, look, these are like our after hour. I mean, we're going to edit this out. Why didn't you like
it? I just didn't like it. I don't know. I couldn't get into it.
How far did
you
get
in? I got a couple, I think I got into, wait, how many seasons are there?
There's like eight.
I think I got into like season 3 or something like that.
Holy crap. Well, see, the thing, you got into the season that there was a writer strike, so the writing got really bad. You gotta like painfully just run through season 3 and then 4.5, and then after 4.5 it's like, oh wow, it got really good again, and then it seriously gets good, and then it just gets better and better and better and better and better and better and better, and it just keeps on getting better. But there was that writer strike that happened around season 3. Breaking Bad had the same issue, except for the writers, instead of doing a writer strike and saying, we're not going to write it, and then other people wrote really bad stuff and then produced the show, they just took a break. So that show had like a whole year break until the writer strike was over.
Well, Breaking Bad is an amazing show.
I'm rewatching it again now. It's amazing. Okay, we got to get back on topic. We'll chat after about be here for like 2 hours talking about TV.
Probably, yeah.
Awesome. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We look forward to having you back in our next episode with our special... Blah, blah, blah. Oh my gosh, let me go ahead and do that again. And this is going to wrap it up right here. And don't forget, finish the fight.
Hoorah. Don't leave that in there.